Okay, good morning, everybody. So Shlishi of Parshas Tetzaveh begins with the Me'il and moves on to the Tzitz, and then has the Ksones and the Avnet and the Mitznefes. And then we actually take a little bit of a detour. You'll see it's not a detour in a little bit, hopefully, to the Bnei Aaron, which have the Ksones and the Avnet and the Mikbas, which both Rashi and Ramban are in full agreement is really the same as the Mitznefes. Obviously, they don't get a tzitz. And then we have a separate pasuk about the Mechnesayim. So, again, the Aliyah begins with the Me'il, or otherwise the Me'il Ha'efod, and Rashi and Ramban have both local and general disagreements about the Me'il. First of all, Rashi thinks that it's Pamon Zahav Rimon Etzlo, right, that the Pamonim Besoch HaRimonim means in between, and the Ramban says, no, Pamon Besoch HaRimon means that the Rimonim were Chalulim and the Pamonim were within them, and the Ramban has a beautiful explanation of that, that it's mitachsisei hamalchus. You don't come, you know, lifnai v'lifnim, without announcing yourself. It's already adar, right? Ein lavol chatzar hamelach. You know, without a sense of being called, and anybody who does so, and the sharvita zahav is not extended, you know, achas, you know, dino. Lamus. So, of course, you know, that's like a sort of a technical distinction. The Ramban says there's a more fundamental distinction, which is that Rashi compares the Me'il to the Ksonis Tashbates, and he says it's just, you know, a Beged Elyon, and he says, no way, right? The Me'il Ha'efod is Beged Shalatifa. He's wrapped in it, Klil Techeles, and what the Ramban, I think, is getting at is a much broader point. And I think it's that you can classify the Big Day Kahuna into really three different categories. And here's where we're going to get into, you know, the distinction between the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hetjot. So again, the order here was the Eifot instead of the Choshen. The Choshen is the primary Beged, Vayu Alev Aaron. So it's the, you know, Choshen and the Eifot, even though the Eifot, like we say, comes first, because that's how you secure the Choshen. You couldn't talk about the Choshen without the Kitvos Eifot. So it's the Eifot, it's the Choshen, then the Me'il HaEifot, then the Tzitz. Those are all specialized Big Day Kahuna Gedola. They all have particular functions, whether it's, you know, Ivos Hadin, whether it's, the Tzitz is Miratza Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav, etc. So those are really one typology. And then you have within one pasuk, Vishibatza Kisona Shesh, Vasisa Mitznefa Shesh, Vavnei Tazema Seirokeim. Three begadim in one pasuk, after many, many, many psukim about all the other begadim, Choshen and Ephod, Me'il and Tzitz, right? So then you have the Ksones and the Mitznefes and the Avnet in one pasuk. So these are clearly Big Day Kahuna Gedola, but they're not unique to the Kohen Gadol. So that's why the next pasuk, it seems like an interruption, so yeah, the Ksones, the Avnet, and the Mitznefes have a din of L'chavul L'sifares, but they're not uniquely significant begadim in the way that Choshen and Ephod, Me'il and Tzitz are. There's clearly a fundamental distinction. Then, a regrouping. Now, what's interesting in this context is that it's B'nai Aharon, right? Nadav, Avihu, Elazar, and Itamar, not mentioned by name, right? That will come later, but it's all B'toras B'nai Aharon. Aharon is the dominant figure in this parsha. Then after that break, then we have a separate category. Vasele mechnas evad lechasos b'sar erva mimasnayim vad yirechayim yehiyu. So then we have the mechnas evad, whose tilos is lechasos b'sar erva. It's the counter arayos. And finally, vayu al aron v'albanav v'vam elo moed v'gishtam izbech shreis b'kodesh lo yisuv v'am v'mesu chukas olam lo zero d'acharav. So everybody's going to agree that if you're mechoser achar mila begadim, even, maybe especially, the mechnesayim, then you're chayav misa b'dei shamayim. But the mechnesayim are a fundamentally different category. They're their own pasuk. They're not even with the ksones and the avnet and the mitznefes. And Arayu l'davar, if you go back to Rishon, right, when in the original context of Asisa Bigdei Kodesh, Laron Achicha Lechavod Ulesifares, right? Eleha Begadim Asher Yasu. So these are the Begadim. Choshen, Ephod, Me'il, Ksonis Tashbetz, Mitznefet, Ve'avneid. Mechnesayim isn't really even a Beged. So what I would say is it doesn't have a din of lechavod l'sifaras. So there are really three dinim in the Big Day Kahuna. There's the I'm working now backwards. Michnasayim, which is not lechavod l'sifaras. It's lechasos pesarifa. Then you have a din, a plain din of lechavod l'sifaras that covers the ksones, the Avnet and the Mitznefes, Mitznefes Hainu Mikbas. And then you have the four special Big Day Kahuna Gedola, but typologically they're one category, the Choshen, the Ephod, the Me'il, and the Tzitz, Kodesh Lahashem. So what we have is, and that's the Chavod L'Sifaris plus, that's even more, right? That's not only just, you know, Big Day Malchus, as the Ramban would say, the Chavod L'Sifaris, that's true of the Ksonas, the Avnet, and the Mitznefet, but these, you know, each connote a particular, you know, dimension of Avodas Hashem. And so what's fascinating, again, is that the Michnasayim, you know, again, are not Betoras L'Chavod L'Sifaris. It's a Beged Kahuna, but its identity is the Chasos B'Sar Ervah.